Kitchen Party Kaylee, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll celebrate our 250th episode by playing your requests. Thanks for being here. Cade Mela Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 250th edition of the Kitchen Party Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know, and a lot you probably don't. It's a new month and a very special one, so let me tell you what's in store. Next week, we're going to begin our three-part look at the Celtic music of Newfoundland, which will continue on the 20th and 27th. These are shows I've wanted to do for a long time, and in my humble opinion, they're going to be some of the most enjoyable programs we've ever sent out. There will be some pretty special interviews along with great music, so stay tuned. That leaves tonight, which, as I mentioned, is our 250th broadcast. The programming this evening has been largely selected by some of our wonderful listeners, and I'm grateful for their participation. Our first block, though, is one I solicited, and it comes from Ed Yother, the great musician who hosts the weekly Thursday session at Nine Irish Brothers in Lafayette. First up is Ed's rendering of Patti West, followed by a set of jigs, where I told her I loved her and sprained her ankle, Gander in the Prady Hole, and the persistence of Noel Reed. Ed explains, the first is named for the first time I had told Tracy that I loved her. We were sitting out on a breaker at Stonington Point in Connecticut. On the way back to the shore along the breaker, she twisted her ankle pretty badly. The last jig is named for Noel Reed, who lives in New Orleans. My introduction to Irish music was when I was living in New Orleans and singing with the No Quarter Shanty Crew. Some of them invited me to a set dancing Kaylee one night. As soon as I walked in the room, Noel was yelling, "Okay, we need more men for this set." I didn't know what set dancing was. I hadn't even watched them dance yet. He pushed me towards someone and said, "This is Amy. She knows what she's doing." But that's how I got hooked on Irish music and set dancing, and that's most of what I've been doing for fun ever since. Thanks, Ed. Let's give these a listen right now. Here's Ed Yother on the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
an old sailor man since the day that you was born. Put on your dungaree jacket, then walk up looking your best, and tell him that you're an old sailor man that's come from Paddy West. Put on your dungaree jacket, then walk up looking your best, and tell him that you're an old sailor man.
A couple of tracks from Ed Yuther, our friend who hosts the Thursday session at Nine Irish Brothers in Lafayette. First up was Paddy West, which Ed learned from Ewan McCall and A.J. Lloyd. We followed that with a set of jigs, Where I Told Her I Loved Her and Sprained Her Ankle, Gander in the Prady Hole, and The Persistence of Noel Reed, the first and third of which were composed by Ed. Let's move on now to a pair suggested by our friends Don and Alberta Lathan, great musicians from right here in town. They've suggested a couple of obscure tracks from their own collection. Here's Don to tell us what they've chosen and why.
I first heard Michael Cooney and Pat Egan back in the mid-90s at the Cincinnati Celtic Festival. If I remember right, it was a trio with Patty O'Brien, the accordion player. So then Tunes from the Village is an old self-produced cassette tape that I bought from Pat at one of their performances way back then. I was looking through some old stuff the other day and I found it again. And I thought, I bet nobody remembers this tape. And then I had the thought, I know, I'm going to give this to Dave Bagdad and see if he likes it. I just thought it would be fun if it got sort of rediscovered. It's such a great recording. After that, I thought, what else could I send along? And one of the first things I thought of was Rosie Stewart. I really like her deep, gravelly voice, and I especially like this cut, Down Our Street. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, I'm sure.
Thanks, Don. Let's give these a listen right now on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Thank you. There have been ructions everywhere down our street. Would you like to know what the whole world says down our street? All the gang are on the booze, we're all out on a big carouse. There's skin and whiskers flying loose down our street. Down our street, there are married men and ladies fair, dancing mad in the midnight air. There are jawbones missing everywhere down our street. A policeman once he hit Muldoon down our street. Said Muldoon, we'll have a funeral soon down our street. They took off their coats to have a round, and when Muldoon got off the ground, a policeman's cap was all they found down our street. Down our street, there are married men and ladies fair, dancing mad in the midnight air. There are jawbones missing everywhere down our street. The Salvation Army came last night down our street. They came to teach us wrong from right down our street. The ladies all began to moan, the parson spoke in a snuffled tone. He got hit on the head with a steel ham bone down our street. Down our street, there are married men and ladies fair, dancing mad in the midnight air. There are jawbones missing everywhere down our street. The Jew man does a lively trade down our street. All have bought but none have paid down our street. When he comes to collect his own, he's dead before he can even moan. Sure, we're building a graveyard of our own down our street. Down our street, there are married men and ladies fair, dancing mad in the midnight air. There are jawbones missing everywhere down our street. The landlord rarely gets his rent down our street. When he comes, the money is spent down our street. He says he won't come round again, he'll have the bailiffs in before 10. There'll be lots of houses to rent by then down our street. Down our street, there are married men and ladies fair, dancing mad in the midnight air. There are jawbones missing everywhere down our street.
A pair of selections chosen by Don and Alberta Latham there. First up was our Closet Classic from Piper Michael Cooney, backed by Pat Egan on guitar. That was Scotsman Over the Border from a cassette-only release called Tunes from the Village, released about 25 years ago. We then had a song, Down Our Street, from Northern Ireland singer Rosie Stewart and her album Ado to Lovely Garrison. Next up, we've got requests for a couple selections from Eastern Canada. First up is Stan Rogers and White Squall, requested by our friend Kevin Palm from Ohio. Rather than the studio version, I've chosen the live rendering from Stan's second-to-last concert ever at McCabe's Guitar Shop in Santa Monica on May 28, 1983, with his great introduction. We'll then go to the eastern edge of North America for a song from Alan Doyle, which I'll be back to tell you about on the other side, so here we go once more on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
I want you to know that I've sold out completely. No, I've finally taken government money. I know. A shocked gasp passed across the audience. The way this came about, my friend David Essig, who's a wonderful songwriter and instrumentalist, wrote a letter to an arts organization run by the government of Canada that is very similar to an organization you used to have here in the United States called the National Endowment for the Arts. I don't know what it is, you know, you guys elect a Republican president and who has a toe dancer for a son and a folk singer for a daughter, and all of a sudden all arts funding in the country gets cut. What's he trying to tell you about his family life?
I know. You didn't elect him, right? I can't find anybody in America who admits to having voted for him.
Well, we still have the Canada Council for the Arts. Powerful Pierre is... He's a pretty artsy-fartsy person, actually. And David wrote a letter and said, "Dear Canada Council, my name is David Essig, and I'd like to take a year off to write an album's worth of weird, esoteric guitar music. How about some money? Love, Dave." He got back this letter. It said, "Dear Dave, love the idea. Here's $19,000. Have a good time. Love the Canada Council. P.S. If you want more, sure." Well, I got really excited, and I decided I was going to write a letter, too, and I said, "Dear Canada Council, my name is Stan Rogers. I've written a lot of songs about the eastern part of Canada, a lot of songs about the western part of Canada, and now what I want to do is fill up the gap in the map and write a bunch of songs about the middle part of the country around the Great Lakes. How about some money? Love, Stan." I got back a letter. It said, "Dear Occupant, your idea shows some merit. Here's $50. Regards, the Canada Council. P.S. If you want more, forget it." This song is called White Squall, and it deals with a meteorological phenomenon on the Great Lakes by the Saint. Did I hurt you? It's a very sudden storm that comes up out of nowhere. You'll be sailing along, having a wonderful time in your little Tupperware boat. You know, the champagne will be cold, the pate creamy, the French bread crisp on the outside and soft in the middle. Your companion will be pliable. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes this sudden storm with 100-mile-an-hour winds. It only lasts half an hour or so, but when it's gone, so are you. This song also mentions the town of Wyarton, Ontario. Wyarton has provided more senior officers for the Great Lakes shipping lines than any other town in North America. I've been to Wyarton, and I could see why anybody would want to leave there by the first available transportation. You know, the Great Lakes freighter would do fine. White Squall. 2, 1, 2, 3. Now it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do but watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux and wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail and whirl off one more youngster in the gale. The kid was so damn eager, it was all so big and new. Never had to tell him twice or find him work to do. In evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl he'd met in spring. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into White Squall. Now it's a thing that us old-timers know, in a sultry summer calm, there comes a blow from nowhere, and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000-tonner can be thrown upon her beam, while the gale takes all before it with a scream. The kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. Where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eyes. So I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on a night so warm and fine. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. sat up with a start. I roared to him, get down. But for all that he could hear, I could as well not make a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions, and I felt my face go pale as he crawled hand over hand along the rail. Now I could feel her heeling over with the fury of the blow. I watched the rail go under then, so terrible and slow. Then like some great dog, she shook herself and roared upright again. Far overside, I heard him call my name. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. So it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. But watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. And wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail and whirl off one more youngster in the gale. And I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into white squall.
You're listening to the Kitchen Party Cayley on WICR 88.7 FM, Indy's only homegrown Celtic music radio program.
Meet me at midnight when the kingdom's asleep and the guards of the palace have long been at ease. Once out the window, follow my steps till us and our shadows are all that is left. And we'll lift off our armor and let the moonlight steal in. Lay me down where the nightingales sing. Lay me surrender. The bower sets the stage with a single star spotlight where the leads of the play. Our story's unscripted in this secret show. We'll draw back the curtains and see where it goes. Let our hearts take their places. Let the night pull the strings. Sweet song tonight and tomorrow.
We're celebrating our 250th broadcast this evening by playing your requests. We heard a pair of Canadian artists chosen by our listeners, beginning with Kevin Palm of Ohio, who wanted to hear White Squall from Stan Rogers. That was the live version of this wonderful song, recorded at the second-to-last show Stan ever performed before tragically losing his life 35 years ago this month. We followed that with Where the Nightingales Sing from Alan Doyle. Alan, of course, is best known for his 20 years with Great Big Sea, but this song comes from his first solo record, Boy on Bridge, released in 2012. And just a reminder that our special Newfoundland shows begin next week and continue through May, and I just have a feeling we'll be hearing more from Alan and Great Big Sea during those shows. Next up, we have a couple of requests from our longtime friend, Grant Smith, who began listening during our first broadcast and who has since become my tech and Gaelic advisor. Grant wants to hear a pair of songs from Luke Kelly, who rose to fame in the 1960s with the Dubliners and also performed as a soloist before his untimely death in 1984 at the age of 43. Grant's chosen a pair of songs from the 1970s, both written by Phil Coulter, who managed the Dubliners for a while before becoming an esteemed singer and songwriter in his own right. We'll begin with The Town I Loved So Well, with the first few verses about Phil's childhood in Derry in the north of Ireland, and the last couple about the troubles which affected Derry more than most. We'll follow that with Scorn Not His Simplicity, written for Phil's son, who had Down syndrome. So here we go with a pair from Luke Kelly on The Kitchen Party Cayley.
In my memory, I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our school played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy ways in the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called the women from Craigan, the moor and the bog, while their men on the dole pay the mother's role, fed the children and then trained the dogs. And when times got rough, for deep inside was a burning pride in the town I loved so well. There was music there in the dead, that we all could understand. I remember the day I earned my first pay, when I played in a band. Their eyes send to my you and to tell you the truth. I was sad to leave it all behind me. There I learned about life, and I found a wife in the town I loved so well. When I returned, how my eyes have burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every dream. Now the army's installed by the old gas yard wall, and the damned barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and their guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I loved so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on. For their spirit's been bruised, never broken. They will not forget, and their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever. They can only pray for a bright, brand new day in the town I loved so well.
Hi, this is Maddie Rankin, and you're listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
John, would you give me a C chord, please?
See the child with the golden hair, but eyes that show the emptiness inside. Do we know? Can we understand just how he feels, or have we really tried? See him now as he stands alone and watches children play a children's game. Simple child, he looks almost like the others, yet they know he's not the same. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no. See him stare, not recognizing that kind face that only yesterday he loved. The loving face of a mother who can't understand what she's been guilty of. How she cried tears of happiness the day the doctor told her it's a boy. Now she cries tears of helplessness and thinks of all the things he can't enjoy. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no. Hopefully surrounded by despair. He won't ask for your pity or your sympathy, but surely you must care. Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him all the more. Scorn not his simplicity, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Thank you, lads, that was great.
A pair there from Luke Kelly, the singer and banjo player from the Dubliners, as requested by our buddy Grant Smith. We heard a couple of songs performed by Luke and written by Phil Coulter, The Town I Loved So Well and Scorn Not His Simplicity. These appear on Luke's 2016 collection, The Performer, and thanks to Grant for requesting these. Grant also has a question, something I've been meaning to address. He wants to know what happens if someone misses a show. So let me share with you our updated broadcast schedule. Every new episode premieres Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on WICR, our flagship since March 2017, followed by Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on WXTF 97.9 FM in Harrisville, Michigan, and then twice on Blues and Roots Radio, that's bluesandrootsradio.com, out of Ontario, Canada and Melbourne, Australia, 7:30 a.m. Eastern on Friday and 4:30 a.m. Eastern and 8:30 p.m. Melbourne time on Saturday. Also, the podcast of each new episode becomes available the following weekend, and every single one of our previous 249 shows is available free of charge at iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, and SoundCloud, at our show website, kpc-radio.com, and at my personal site, mandodave.com. Also, our classic episodes air four times a week on Highlander Radio, celticradio.net, on Monday, Friday, and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and Thursday at 3 a.m. I want to mention here, I've entered into a relationship with Patreon.com, which allows our listeners to support the program on an ongoing basis, something we always appreciate. If you want to learn more, please visit Patreon at patreon.com/KPC. We've time for one more selection, requested by our friend Sean Collins, who wants to hear The Maids of Errochar from the Barra McNeils, the wonderful family band from Cape Breton. This selection appears on the Barra's record called The Traditional Album, and let's give it a listen right now on The Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Thank you.
The Barra McNeils there with the Maids of Erochar from their 1994 release, The Traditional Album. This features the original four McNeil siblings, Stuart, Kyle, Lucy, and Seamus, all of whom play multiple instruments. Thanks very much to Sean Collins for requesting this great track. Before we ring off, let me remind you one more time that next week we'll begin our three-part look at the Celtic music of Newfoundland. I'm really excited for these shows, which will have some surprises, so please plan on joining me these next 3 weeks. And thanks to everyone who has played a part in getting us to 250 shows. We couldn't have done it without you. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, and Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, @gmail.com, by Twitter @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, and at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll hear Dublin Airport from fiddler Katie Grennan. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again on Sunday at 10 p.m. right after the folk sampler. Slán ogat. Thank you. You've been listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee on WICR 88.7 FM. We hope that you'll join us again next Sunday at 10 p.m. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is written, produced, and hosted by Dave Bagdad and was recorded at EMAS Studios in Broad Ripple. The Kitchen Party Kaylee is a Fortnite production. Thanks for listening.